New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Jettis.
Right about here, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. Man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Jettis.
It's Gettis, actually.
Jettis.
Gettis.
Jettis. Jettis. Jettis.
Fuck you.
What the fuck is happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today, the 13th of December. Is there something superstitious about that? Don't be doing anything on the 13th of September. You'll not be getting any presents from the fucking Santa Jesus. Let me tell you about some stuff that's coming up here, right? Listen to this, you fucking fucks. 21st of... I'm gonna go quiet. 21st of this month, December, is Lavery's Comedy Club, the comedian's Christmas do. All it's gonna be, guys, right, is a pile of comedians. A big old pile of fucking comedians doing stand-up. And that's it. That's it, guys. Everyone that's sort of done Lavery's and, you know, regularly will be there. Just lording it, you know what I mean? Having drinks, doing little short sets. It's going to be enjoyable to watch as a crowd member. You know, you get a lot of variety and stuff like that. It's going to be amazing. Amazing. It's going to be... Got some fucking sweet gigs coming up this month. Derry folk, right? Derry, Londonderry, Maiden City, Stroke City, Stroke My Balls, right? I've been asked several teen times on Twitter and Snapchat and whatnot about a gig in Derry. And it's happening, okay? The 28th of December in the Nerve Centre is the General Banter Comedy Squad live. So if you've seen any material from the old Ulster Hall, you know, where it was me, Mickey Bartlett, Rory Woods, Dave Elliott, Aaron McCann, Kieran Bartlett, all those bunch of bastards are going to the Nerve Centre in Derry. It's going to be a bit of a last minute thing, as in it's in, you know, it's on the 28th. So let's get going with that, guys. Buy someone a gift. Buy someone, the tickets are on sale as we speak. They went on sale, they go on sale now, 10 o'clock on Tuesday. That's when I'm recording this. This will be up in an hour or so. But the tickets are on sale. Don't do what people did at the old Ulster Hall, which is, oh yeah, I'll get a ticket whenever fucking, you know, the day before or whatever, and then all of a sudden you go to buy one, you're like, why is there no tickets left? And everyone's fucking gutted. And then I get 100 messages going, alright mate, can I buy a ticket off you? And you're like, I don't even handle the fucking tickets. I would have to phone up and try and buy a ticket the same way that you buy a fucking ticket. You know? I don't know how to work shit. Anyway, that's gonna be fucking off the chain. So if you want to go to that, if you want to go with your mates, if you want to get someone a Christmas present, get them a ticket to the Comedy Squad live in the Nerve Centre. In fact, I've said Comedy Squad live in the Ulster Hall so many times, I nearly said it again there. So there you go, guys. This desk is wobbly and it's doing my fucking tits in. Where's the fucking screwdriver, you goddamn hoe? Welcome to Colin's podcast where you can hear him mend the desk. Mend the desk in the background. Yeah, IKEA, get involved, get in, you fucking bitch. Yes, and we're fixed. I bet you that was enthralling listening. Not here, listen to this. Not only are we going to Nerve Centre in Derry / Londonderry, whatever the fuck ever, the next day I had said to former runner of Daly's Comedy Club, as I vomit, Connor Keyes, I had said to him, listen bro, it's been a while, since I've been down there. Daly's Comedy Club has closed down, very sad times, but they had another gig in Omagh, which was in Bogan's Bar, which is a bit more of an exciting bar as far as I know, just not as established as the old comedy club in Daly's. But I've gigged in Bogan's before, I enjoyed it. It was during the old comedy festival in Omagh Laughs Back. And I said to him, I haven't been down in Omagh in a while, get me a gig. And he's like, not a problem, 29th of December. And I was like, sure. So that's going to be a busy 2 days for the old Colin. 28th there in Derry with all the lads. And then the next night, we'll be doing OMA in Bogans. It's a tenner. Get yourself a fucking whatever. I don't know if it's a ticket or you pay at the door or what. Speak to Connor Keyes. It's me, Connor Keyes. Mickey Bartlett's on. Ryan Cullen's on as well, actually. Who has played Laveries before, who's wild funny. And there is a lady playing whose name I cannot recall. I would like to apologise now. I've never heard of her before. Not in a bad way, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like, she must do stand-up. I've never come across her yet. So, always fun to see new people, isn't it? And that's it, guys. 21st, 28th, 29th. Just remember it. Check out my fucking, you know, social medias. I'll be yapping about it the whole bastard in time. Okay. That's the business side of the road, isn't it? Fun times, guys. Beer52.com, of course, is the sponsor this week. Oh, what the fuck? As usual, yeah, they sponsor us every single week. All you have to do, if you want craft beer delivered to your house with fucking zero effort whatsoever, beer52.com. It's different beer every time. It's a fucking pick and mix of craft beers, which would blow your fucking socks off. I'm tired of just trying to be, you know, politically correct with these little ads for beer52.com. If you're bored of drinking fucking pints of Harp, you know what I'm saying? Subscribe to this shit. They send you out some beer every month from all different places. And you're like, what's this one? You know, you taste them. Some of them you're like, that's not for me. Some other ones you taste, you go, that's my new favourite beer. That's delicious. I wish there was 10 of those in the box. But that's the way it goes. It's fun. Do you know what I'm saying? It's fun. You're going, oh my God, why am I drinking, you know, a fucking chocolate stout? You know? Oh, it's weird. I'm pissed as hell. Good thing I get to move on to this other type of beer now. Unreal. So there you go. If you listen to this podcast, you use the code BANTER10. BANTER10. And just enter that when you're subscribing. And then you get 10 off your first order. And then they just keep sending you shit out. You know what I'm saying? Cha-ching! Beer to your door. The Netflix of beer. That's not how Netflix works. But you know what I'm saying? Subscription beer. What in the fuck next, guys? Go check it out. Let's dive right into the old general banter. Let me talk about Laveries real quick. I know I'll do this. There seems to be a pattern emerging. See, when I started Laveries, right, it was a bit rough. You know, people were like, oh, there's a comedy club, whatever. We'll go see whoever's on, blah, blah. Go see the comedy. And you'd have got some, you know, a mixed bag. Some days it would have been bunged. Some days it was fucking half empty. Some days it was half empty. And it seemed to be like six hecklers up the front. I still think the worst ever was there was a woman there with like a 40, she was about 45 there on like a date, and the guy was mortified and she was just like, when's the funny comedian gonna come on? And you're like, I understand what you're doing here. You're like, you don't like the fact that anyone else might be getting some attention. And you're like, normally I get the attention. I'm just gonna keep saying the old stock heckler lines. When's the comedian gonna come on? Are you gonna say anything funny while you're up there? Bloody, and you're like, first of all, I'm just talking, you know, as MC, and I was like, I'm trying to talk to the audience here. You know, you're doing the old, hey, where are you from? Where are you fucking, what do you do? Are you a student? Fucking mechanic, what are you doing? Engineering? No, I fucking Queens. All that shit, you know, and this fucking stinking fat bitch is just standing there like, are you gonna, and you feel like going, listen. What's going on here? Why can't you just enjoy yourself and let me fucking speak to this person? You know, and then we do some wee jokes and then we move on with the fucking night. And you have to sit there and be like, meh. That's every fucking heckler is a hack. You know what I'm saying? I've never been heckled by anything remotely original or funny. You know, it's always like, hey, fucking Ulster Hall, walk out, fat cunt. Great. Yeah, we've about six cameras filming this. There's 1,000 people here. It's sold out. Good time to shout fat cunt. Guess what? Fatter than me. So, definitely sort your fucking life out, you fat ginger cunt. And there's different types of fat, you know what I'm saying? There's like my fat, which is like, oh, he looked like he played rugby at one stage. Maybe tries the odd workout, but definitely enjoys a lot of red meat. And then there's your type of fat, which is like, this guy definitely props his fucking belly up so that he can have a wank in between games of fucking Halo, you fucking useless cunt with your what's-it stuck in your beard. Fucking anus. Who's this? Fuck off your texts. Anyway, there was a heckler at fucking Lavery's Comedy Club last week is what I'm saying. And, so, you know, one of those ones where it sounds more aggressive from the back. So, like, I was on stage and they're all like, you shut the fuck up and all. And you're like, who is saying that? I literally can't even see down the back. And then some girl was just like, you fucking bitch. Just shouting her head off whole time. Aaron handled it well. I was sort of like, I don't even want to engage in this shit, really. Because, you know, you say a wee comment, you move on. Bye bye, move on. Don't dwell on it, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get really aggressive because as much as I appreciate comedians like Bill Hicks and, you know, people who really go off on hecklers, it ruins it. You know, what should happen is you heckle once, someone says something back to you, and if you don't fuck up, then someone throws you out. That's the way it should go, because it's not the thing of like, oh, you shouldn't be able to say something out loud at a comedy gig. You sort of should, but you should also be respectful of the fact that you're not the only one that paid in. You know, and you're usually surrounded by a group of people who want to punch the fuck out of you. So, these ones were shouting and all, and I was like, oh, these ones are so drunk and aggressive here. This is going to be horrible. I literally couldn't see them. You know, the girl's like, I want a bit of you and all, and I was like, what the f-? In fact, watch my last vlog, okay? Watch the latest vlog where I talk about two things. Well, I'll talk about one thing, really. I was talking about the fact of getting some backlash about the Derry gig. People are like, where's all the fucking females in comedy? And it drives me fucking ballistic. Because there's this opinion of, like, you know, you shouldn't be allowed to have a gig of all males. You know, where's the fucking females? You know, is there no girls doing comedy that you could book and put in that? And you're like, there are. But guess what? I'm doing a gig with my fucking mates. I'll put my mates on it. Okay, I happen to not have any close fucking female mates who do comedy. You know, that's just the way it is. There's plenty of fucking all female gigs. There's no fucking male fem, whatever the fucking version for a male is. Hey, why is there no men on this all female gig? And they're like, well, because, you know, we're creating a little safe space. I mean, if you're talking equality, right? If you're talking equality, There's nothing more fair than stand-up, because it really doesn't matter what the fuck you are, as long as you're funny. And I happen to think that I'm putting on gigs with the funniest people I can find. And it just so happens that none of them happen to be female right now. You know? Or, you know, anyone can book a gig and put on whoever they want. I'm booking a gig, putting on whoever I want, and it's just people that I would see frequently who I am confident in are very funny and would make a great gig if you went to see them. You know, it drives me fucking mad. It is equal, it is fair. You know, there's no one being, like, there's no one being, like, put on a lineup just to be like, oh, well, there's our female quota filled. So I hope you're happy now. You know, that would be positive discrimination. You're taking someone to put in just because you think they should be in there. Whereas stand-up comedy's like, no, if you can bring the fucking fire like the rest of the comedians, you'd be there too. Or are you a similar type of comedian where it fits in? You know, it's not gonna be weird. You know, but people get so fucked up. I'm just going to sit here and do nothing and have no involvement with comedy or no involvement with anything, but still be able to go like, here, why is there no females in that gig? I understand yous have all worked very hard, made a lot of videos and, you know, spent a lot of years skint to shit trying to, you know, quote unquote, make it or make yourself reasonably successful or, you know, sustainable as a stand-up comedian. And I see you've got there and you've taken risks and you've booked big venues and all, but I don't like the lineup you've chosen. You know, I feel like you've done all that work, and I think you should just pick people. You know, where's the blacks, eh? There's a General Banter comedy squad live at the thing, plus find a black guy, you know, because it's not representative of everyone in the... You know, no one's saying that about anything else. No one's like, here, Boyzone, where's the girls? Huh? I don't know if I can listen to this music. Where's the fucking girls in this lineup? Where's the girls being represented in your all-male fucking group? Jesus fucking Christ. Anyway, these fucking Hmong hecklers at Lavery's, ridiculous. Fucking ridiculous. Like, I then go out at half time, right? And these two glue bags come down the stairs. The girl is drunk as fuck and also pregnant as fuck. Either that or she's perfectly fat in a semicircle, wearing a white top with the old Audi belly button. Well, no, fuck you. You look pregnant, right? And you were drunk as fuck, smoking and drinking. And she comes down the stairs and the guy's like, oh, mate, you're a fucking legend. And I'll be honest, they sounded from the back of the room where I couldn't see them a lot more aggressive and scary. And then when I seen them, I was like, oh my God, when did you knock off licking windows tonight? So this is all very unpolitically correct. I'm angry, fuck them. So this girl is like, oh my God, miss. This is funny as fuck. I'm sorry if I was shouting stuff and all. I'm bipolar. I don't really know what's happening. And I was like, I don't know if bipolar is, you know, like an excuse for you to act like a fucking asshole. No, I don't really know what's going on because I'm bipolar. And I was like, I'm pretty sure Stephen Fry is bipolar and he's fucking very intelligent. I think what you have is a dose of the old thick cuntus. I'm bipolar. And then this is brilliant. I feel like putting this on my website, right? See, when your original Amphetter videos came out, I thought they were funny as fuck. And I'm bipolar, so I don't really know what's going on a lot of the time. And I don't really get most humour, because I'm bipolar. Don't think that's what it is, Pat. But I'm bipolar, and I don't laugh at anything. But see, whenever I seen your Amphetters, I fucking pissed myself. I thought they were funny as fuck, bearing in mind I don't get humour usually, because it's too highbrow for me. And I was going, there you have it. I am fighter. Bipolar friendly comedy. I don't even think you know what bipolar is. Let me just check. I would say I am more bipolar than she is. Let me see. Bipolar. Let's get a fucking definition for old pregnant blocked over there. Bipolar. Let's go. NHS. This is what a real fucking GP would do for you right now. Just Google your fucking symptoms. Let me just print this out. There you go, mate. You've bowel cancer. Thank you, doctor. I'll see you next time. So, bipolar disorder, formerly known as manic depression, is a condition that affects your moods, which can swing from one extreme to another. Depression, feeling low and lethargic. Mania, feeling high and overactive. Now, I definitely have that more than this fucking crazy pregnant black bitch. I think she was just like, heard the term bipolar and went, that might explain why I don't know how to spell my second name. Do you know you're pregnant? Oh no, I just had a dinner, I'm bipolar. No, you're definitely pregnant. What are you talking about? He just squirted his fun yogurt into my dirty, stinking, fucking pastrami cave there. That's all he did, and we're just doing that for fun. He says, it's alright if it drips back out, then you don't get pregnant. So I'm not pregnant, I just had two fucking Big Macs today. Now, I'm pregnant as shit, though, and also smoking fags. So, depending on which mood you're experiencing, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, fuck me, like, just craziness. But that's great, isn't it? I'm bipolar, I don't get anything. I'm basically thick, things confuse me. But your I Am Fighter videos made me laugh so much because they were so retarded. Don't use the word retarded, Colin. Okay. So there you go. That was craziness. And then they came back in for a minute and I just talked to... I mean, it's a delicate situation in there, you know. I can't go down the back and be like, will you two get the fuck out of here? Because then they'll go, why? And they'll start this whole like, fucking why? Oh no, man, no, I'm pregnant and bipolar. By bipolar, do you mean you had two fucking flesh poles stuck in you at once and then all of a sudden you're making a mutant right now? That's disgusting, Colin. Yeah, whatever. Eugenics. So, it was a crazy time and then the bouncers are always just like, just say, like, what they usually do is they're like, we don't let any weirdos through the door usually. We just stop them at the door and they don't get in. Weirdos is a bad term, but you know, people who they suspect they're going to give trouble. So, they were like, just say to us, you know what I mean? Just say to us and we'll fucking sort it out. So I went down and I was like, listen, there's ones up the back, will not shut the fuck up. Will you just go up and maybe just say something? Or so I think they went up and they just kept talking. I was just like, do you know what? They have to go. Because Aaron went back on and they were just giving them shit and all. And then the bouncers just chucked them out. And the good thing about there is that, you know, Maureen said to me, oh, what, I bet you they just went to another bar or something. I was like, no. You don't get like relocated in Laveries. They just fuck you right out if there's any suspicion of you being a cunt. So they're just like, nah, you can leave your drink there. And I always wondered, like, you know, I always wondered about the, you know, the weirdness around, like, oh, we're going to chuck them out. Should we refund them and stuff? And you're like, no, when have you ever been chucked out of a club? And before you left, they were like, excuse me, hiya, here's your coat and your money back for paying in. That's not what happens. They go, cheers for the £8, you silly drunk bitch. And then you'll come back for your coat in 2 weeks and we'll have given it to fucking some charity shop. So, or else one of the fucking staff just took a fancy to it, so fuck you. So that was it. As I barf again in my mouth, it was very exciting. Very exciting times there at Laveries. My God. And then, of course, we had the obligatory McDonald's afterwards. I mean, I don't know what the fuck happened this week, you know. It almost seems like if you just had a regular week, go about your day, you know, try and take care of yourself, do some workouts. You know, it's almost like you'll probably be okay, you know what I mean? Whereas the weeks where you're like, I am consciously trying to eat well and exercise, are the weeks where it just fucking goes off the charts. We go to McDonald's after that gig. And, like, I mentioned this in the vlog. I was like, what is it with putting, like, themed shit out? You know, it's like, it's McDonald's. I don't need your Christmas burger, which is, by the way, a regular fucking burger. Only they were like, let me put cranberry sauce on that, you know? How much of a part does cranberry sauce play in people's day-to-day fucking Christmas? You know, I've never sat down and went, oh, this is delicious. Here, let me put jam on top of this fucking pile of meat here. I tell you what's nice. Sausages. Can I put some jam on the sausage? Sure, Colin, yeah. The only time I ever put cranberry sauce on something is I saw someone boil some fucking Brussels sprouts one time and then they put them in a pan and they squished them around with bacon and onions and cranberry sauce and then they put them in the oven and made them all sticky and crispy. And I was like, that's how you use cranberry sauce. You know, I'm not dumb. I'm not like, oh, mate, you haven't had mashed potato till you've had mashed potato with fucking jam on it. But that's what they seem to be doing at McDonald's. Enjoy our festive burger. Yeah. It's got cranberry sauce on a Big Mac. You know, KFC. Do you want a fucking zinger with a bit of cranberry sauce? Ding, ding, na, 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 na. Mm-hmm, lick my scrout. That's all you're getting. Subway, I've seen that one. Enjoy our festive fucking Subway. And the first thing that goes on the sandwich, if you watch the ad, is a like a sausage cut down the middle, like the way they would give you like a dick replacement down the middle, and that goes on the sandwich. And you're like, that is the shit that I fucking eat. You know, when you're hungover and you wake up and someone's like, I made sausages 2 days ago. If you want one, you're like, I stick it in an island pap there. You're not going to go in there and they're like, hey, sausage, weird bacon that gets microwaved. What the fuck? Some cranberry sauce and a bit of turkey. Get ready to fucking projectile that all over the bogs in Alibi. It's just, it's, we don't need it. Do you know what I'm saying? I go to McDonald's for McDonald's. You know, you're going in the Chinese and like, oh, what do you want the special fried rice? No problem. Gives you the special fried rice. There you go, Christmas pudding stuck on top. I say that like the local Chinese we go to, there's any fucking Chinese people in it. You ring the one near us and the guy just goes, hello, Chinese. You fuck, it's like, brr, brr, hello, Chinese. Is this the Chinese? Uh-huh. It's the only Chinese in the town, you fucking dick. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be like, give you the full name of the Chinese. I'm just going to go, Chinese. You know, you phone anyone else in that town, it's just like, optician, cafe, pizza place, shop, barbers. You know what I mean? That's all I do the whole time. Let me sip this berry tea like a motherfucking boss. What? That is fucking... I don't know how many months it's been now. I think it might be going on 1.5, 2. Still no caffeine. I'm getting to the stage now where I'm having dreams about drinking caffeine, which is weird as shit. Bit of excitement. Last week, me and Maureen, last minute, decided to go buy a car that we seen in Gumtree.
I ain't got no dick.
You know, here's a tip, guys. Just buy what you can. You know, don't be like, oh, I fancy one of these cars. Let me pay, you know, 138 quid every fucking year for like, you know, the next 6 years. And then 6 years down the line, you're like, oh, I really enjoy this Peugeot that I've had to have fucking fixed a million times. So we went and bought a new car, and it's nice. But here, listen to this. Driving back, you know, no tax on it. So you're going like in the old back streets there in the country. And I'm going along, and all you hear is kikish like that. And I was like, what in the fuck was that? And Moim was like, oh, it looked like a tin. And I was like, what? She goes, like a can of paint or hairspray or something. And I was like, what in the fuck was that doing? Like, just, I don't know. I didn't see it. Anyway, got home in the dark after absolutely robbing this car off this fella. And we need to get it, like, valeted and shit. We, like, it obviously went up on Gumtree and we were like, right, I'll be there in a minute to buy it. And he's like, oh, fuck, take all the fucking cranberry sauce wrappers out of it. Oh, my cheek. So, anyway, it was in the dark when we got home. Next morning, Maureen had to go do a pile of makeups really early. So she got up, and I go outside to check this car out, and I was like, what is going on with that wheel? Back wheel, back alloy wheel, trashed, covered in black shit. And I was like, oh my God. And I was like, what it looked like was like, it looked like something was leaking out of the centre of the wheel, even though I'm pretty sure there's nothing in the centre of the fucking wheel. And it was like spreading out towards the edge of the tyres. Black sort of whatever the fuck it was, and I tried to touch it. It was like, it's not greasy or anything. I was like, what the fuck is that? And then I was just texting my dad and everything, like, what, sending pictures. Like, what the fuck is this shit? And he goes, fuck knows. I don't know, you need to go get someone to look at it and whatever. All this shit. And then, basically, I was like, what's going to take that off? And it did feel like spray paint. I was like, that's paint. Like, I've spray painted enough things black. I was like, that's definitely fucking paint. So I went and got a tin of, well, which I now found out was very expensive hairspray of Maureen's, because she fucking cracked up at me. But I, like, sprayed the hairspray on it and rubbed it with just some kitchen roll. I was like, oh shit, it comes off. Not very easily, but, like, you'd spray it on there, rub it, and it would eventually sort of dissolve the black paint and then come off down to, like, the silver wheel. So I was like, oh shit, this is going to take forever. Just going at it, going at it, going at it. And then it was just coming off. And then she came back and she was like, oh my God, that's crazy. We're going to have to get checked out. Now, I had literally been on and off nipping out and cleaning this thing since fucking 8:30 in the morning. So she comes back about 3:30 and I'm like, yeah, that's near done. And she goes, oh my God, that's scary. And I'll wait till my dad gets back from whatever. He can have a look at it. Right? And then I just went, do you know what it is? Because I totally forgot that we'd hit the fucking tin of paint. And I was like, it's a tin of paint. It's black spray paint from hitting that fucking tin. It must have just hit the edge of it and it, like, whoosh, like smashed off the wheel and exploded with black paint. And she's like, oh yeah, you dumb bitch. Stop driving over tins of paint in the fucking road. So that was it. Buy a car, drive it home. 25 minutes later, drive over a tin of paint that explodes all over the fucking wheel. And then you have to spend the rest of the day scraping it off with hairspray like a fucking anus. So there you go. Bit of bad luck for the lads. What other general... This is bullshit, all the shit I'm talking. I've done way too much drinking this week. It's been a disgrace. Went out on Sunday night with Begley there. Just, you know, you go down to the wee local pub and just drink for no reason. And then you feel like shit the whole next day. And you're like, why do I fucking bother? Again, I'm pretty sure last week I was like, I'm going to make a conscious decision to not drink. And then all that happens is you end up drinking more than you ever fucking could imagine. Pretty sweet stuff though. It is Christmas coming up, which actually terrified me. The 13th of December. it's so fucking annoying when you get to, like, I'm 30, and, you know, I'm just like, you're just like, what do you even do? You know, I don't have a large family. Most of them I don't even fucking see. Most of them my family don't even see. So it's like, you know, you get the, it's the usual, like my sister fucking 3 months ago, what do you want for Christmas? And you're like, nothing. You know, I'm the type of person where it's like, unless you can buy me a 3 grand camera, I don't need anything. I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? I'm a simple man. If you want to get me some paint remover to clean these fucking wheels, fuck me. But like, that's, and then I was like, what do you want for Christmas? And she goes, just some Euros. I'm going to fucking Tenerife on Boxing Day. And I'm like, listen, why in the fuck? I'm just giving you money and you're spending money. Why don't just not spend the money? I won't get anything. And then she kept going on and on, but it's Christmas and on. I was like, well then just do like a Secret Santa. Just buy fucking, say you've got 20 quid to spend on the other people. Just get them something silly. You know, there's no point in buying fucking anything substantial. You know, you just don't need anything. We don't fucking need anything. What are you going to do? Turn around and be like, here's some perfume and a fucking bottle of whiskey. Oh, great. I'll put it in the rack with the loads of other whiskey that I'm trying not to fucking kill myself with. You know, my dad, what do you want for Christmas? Nothing. What do you want? Tell me so I can buy it. And you're like, talk about Christmas cheer, eh? Fuck me. Outrageous. You know, and then me and Maureen just bought a car. And, you know, and so it's like, what the fuck do you do? You know, the best... We buy that much shit throughout the year. You know, I go on Amazon sprees every fucking week. What do you want? Yeah, fill her up. Fill the old imaginary card up. So it just gets to the point where you're like, we sort of, you know, you buy what you need. So it's kind of like, just going to buy more shit. Why don't we... I think the best idea this year is just to fucking, you know, book some fucking flights somewhere and be like, right, that's our present. What are we really going to do? It's probably more fun to just be like, let's go out and buy stupid fucking, like, Christmas jumpers. I don't know. It's just weird. It's weird. Oh. Anyway, that is fucking atrocious, that tea. But yeah, the whole thing is a shambles. But the dinner's good, and this year I think I'm diving between two houses, so I'm going to have two dinners. So I think we're going to really try and keep it clean moving into Christmas here, and, you know, just really go crazy on that ham. Get really, really overexcited on the ham, guys. That's it. Just the usual Christmas shit. It's boring, isn't it? Really? It's kind of boring. It's making me depressed even thinking about it. And it's weird because it's like, I know it's not warm, but December is like oddly fucking warm right now. You know, went to the pub the other night. I was just wearing like a sweatshirt. Wasn't cold at all. Walking in the pub, yeah. Any other night in fucking October, you've got two scarves on. And this is boring as shit, isn't it? Colin talks about Christmas. Mm-mm-mm-mm. It's wank anyway. Everything just gets packaged up in a different way, you know what I mean? It's like, do you want a packet of celebrations? And you're like, oh, do I want the fucking bits of chocolate that they snap off the end of a Mars bar because the Mars bar's too long? And then you wrap that up. I heard it brilliant that we were in Tesco's in Hollywood, of all places. And this woman was like, Deirdre, do not buy roses. Do not buy a tin of roses. And she's like, why? And she goes, sure, you open it up and there's only about 15 sweets in it. And you're like, listen, Patricia, you look like you could do without a lot of those sweets. You know what I'm saying? Don't buy it. It's bad value for money. You'd be better just buying 3 blocks of Cadbury's dairy milk, you know? And that means you don't have to open the packets or nothing. You just sit right there in the bath that you barely fit in and just shove it into your face, you know? And then it's cute because sometimes it falls betwixt your massive tits. And then you get up out of the bath and all and you go, oh, look, a wee surprise for me. And then you can scrape it off your tits and scrape it into your mouth with a spoon the way you would feed a baby food, you know? It's very exciting. But moral of the story, Patricia, don't buy roses, okay? Even for your kids. Fuck them. Ugh. It's bullshit. Christmas jumpers. I mean, there's nothing worse than the wacky Christmas jumper fucking, you know, like, here's the staff of the fucking whatever call center in Belfast all wearing Christmas jumpers. Check out the banter. I hate workplaces like attempt to make things good crack while also being professional, you know. Ha ha ha, great times, quick team photo. Yeah, go team fucking BT or whatever. Could you, BT, what am I talking about? They're in the middle of fucking India. But like, yeah, take a photo, it's good crack. And ha ha ha, look, we've got little individual mince pies and all, just one each. We know what you're like, Eric, you big fat fucking walrus. Everyone have one, okay? And then come on now, back to work. We've eaten in the 15 minutes of our time, and now I want you to work 15 minutes into your lunch break. That's okay, but you've eaten now, haven't you? You've had a mince pie, so we're being friendly up front, but then you're going to have to pay for that. Okay. Did you have a good time at Christmas? Do you want to go on the Christmas dinner? You know, we're all going to go out, get really drunk. One of yous might, you know, try and finger me at some stage. I'll let that happen, and then the next Monday, I'll act like it never happened.
How seedy are Christmas dues, like? The seediest. God damn it. So seedy. Ugh. Just fucking weirdness. If I was a manager of some, like, retail store or something, I'd be like, go on out and have your Christmas dinner. I'm not going. But enjoy it. Ugh. Fucked up. So fucked up. Colin, you're saying that with a regret, like you've witnessed some shit? Maybe I have. Maybe I haven't. In fact, I love eating and shit like that, but see that, like, let's go for a big giant meal and then go out in the piss? Nah, mate. No. Let's fucking, you know, have a something to eat, surely, but then just go out in the piss and then we'll eat kebabs after. I don't want to have to force down a fucking, you know, three-course Italian meal and then try and go out, you know, burping in the air the way you do that. But standing in a bar somewhere just reeking of garlic. Everyone's met someone like that. Let's talk some news, guys. Anyway, this is fucking off the rails today. Off the fucking rails. Christmas is coming! Christmas due. Do you want to fuck Noodle on the tills? Tonight's your night, kid. Tonight's your night. Fill her full of fucking blue aftershock. And tell her there's no more taxis. So rough. Equally, Nola, do you want to suck 7 dicks? Okay. No one's going to say anything because of Christmas dinner. Sure. Great times. What was I reading on the news there? I saw some very funny pictures. It was like, these photos are banned from North Korea. And if you watch all those propaganda things, where they're all like, Korea is the best. It is really good. There's like 1,000 wee girls moving in complete unison, because if they move and put a foot wrong, they just get fucking thrown into a wood chipper. I say that like Korea could afford a wood chipper. North, let me see, North Korea banned photos. It's funny because banned photos. South Korea is like one of the main leaders in fucking, like, technology and shit like that. And then, North Korea is just a whole packet of shite. Look at his wee fuckboy haircut. Everyone has that haircut now, you know? Shave it up the sides, longer on top, and even worse, some of these wee boys you see nowadays with their ankles exposed, you know, they're getting their hair permed. And you'll see 15 of them all with the same haircut. I was always very aware of that when I was younger. Not to be like, maybe I've always just been a fucking hipster. Not really, but, you know, you would see people, groups of mates, and you're like, why would I fucking go out and buy the same shit that these dickheads are wearing and wear it at the same time? Well, let's all 15 of us go out with fucking, you know, the same color jeans, the same top, the same fucking shoes, and the same stupid haircut. These are banned photos from Korea. I remember hearing someone say, like, how could you afford nuclear weapons when you couldn't afford fucking electric? So there's just a line that's a mile long for a fucking food truck there. There's a guy just sleeping on some rocks. Surely there would be a... Oh, no, he's killed himself. Okay. Oh, look at that, man. What a strange place to, you know, decided to sleep there. Always taking a nap there just at the bottom of a cliff with his stuff thrown around. Oh yeah, definitely dead though, Colin. Oh my god, you fucking anus. Here's all the wee Korean soldier girls. Not too hot. This isn't really news, but there is a guy just picking grass to eat, which I thought was very sad. You know, what a weird place. You know, surely if you were a dictator type thing, you'd be like, I love this country, you know what I mean? I want to take care of these people. But then, obviously not. You just want to be a dictator, just be a horrible bastard. You know, you wouldn't want to be... You're like, why is this guy picking grass like he's picking fucking spinach and putting it in a bag and then eating it? Which, I heard the only purpose of your appendix is so you can eat grass. I don't know if that's true or not. You know, there's a picture here of a bath that has an old school water pump beside it. So, weird. What a weird shithole. Watch the Vice documentary on North Korea where they take him to all these restaurants and he's like, you know, he's getting a 10-course meal, but every course is like a variation on essentially like a porridge. Gross! Sorry, that wasn't really news. That was just a thing I seen that freaked me out a bit. This lovely gentleman having a nap. Oh, look. That's like going, look at this gentleman over here just stretching his neck muscles with this rope tied around the top of his garage. Oh yeah, Colin, he's hung himself. No, yeah. Look at this lady over here just really relieving some stress by, you know, letting her veins breathe for a second here in the bath. Oh, Colin, she's slit her wrist and killed herself. She has not, has she? She has not. Are you joking me? Anyway, I seen there was a fight there at the weekend. I don't know what the boxing fight was. I'm skipping through news. I say news. I don't know. I don't fucking pay attention. But here, there was a couple of things I seen. First of all, was this boxing fight, and I shared it on my Facebook. But like, I don't even know who the fucking people were. But the guy gets like literally uppercutted to death, falls flat on his face, unconscious. Obviously, probably wakes up on impact. Gets up, you know. Tries to stand up again, is visibly fucked. You know what I mean? Like, his head is completely up his arse. And you're like, he definitely can't fight on. And the ref looks at him, he's like, you're alright, aren't you, mate? You're alright? Yeah, let me clean your gloves off on my top here. Yeah, go ahead, fight him again. Of course, the other guy walks over, a couple of punches, hits him with another one, and he fucking collapses on his back out cold. And you're like, this is why the argument that MMA is safer than boxing goes on, because you can be hit on the floor. You know, if you hit someone and they fall to the floor and they don't look like they're in control, you know, that guy was basically fucked for the 8 seconds that he was on the floor. You know, they're like, you give him an 8 count, you can stand him back up. You know, but in MMA, there's 8 seconds where someone could have punched your head in on the floor. So they end it at the knockdown. You know, it'll be like, bang, the guy falls over, you run towards him. You know, look at the fucking Donald Cerrone fight, for example, at the weekend there. Cowboy Cerrone head kicks Matt Brown, he falls to the floor, moves over towards him, and the ref comes in to stop it, and he goes, right, that's okay, clearly doesn't need hit more. Whereas if that was boxing, they'd let him wake up and be, you've 8 seconds, mate, 3, 4, get up, 5, 6, pretend like you're normal, wipe your gloves off, and then be like, go ahead, let him fucking knock you out again, just to we make sure you're not fucking having a laugh here. I know what he's like, he'll fall over and get 8 seconds of rest and all, but he's fucking grand. Guy just bang, puts him, he's like, there you go, mate. Your brain is essentially fucking ready break now, enjoy it. Rough as fuck, do a good bit of MMA, you know, get hit in the head, fall over, ref stops it, you know. Or you get taken down, eat a few wee sneaky elbows, and then someone chokes you out, and you get the tap, and you're like, listen, I have a small injury in my head, and then I tap to a choke, so everyone's going home. Dangerous shit. That's why people are always like, oh, do you want to do a charity boxing match? And I'm like, no. Not really, because you shouldn't really be getting smacked in the head if you don't need to. Fair enough, if boxing is life, bro. You know, when you really want to do it. But I don't think you should be casually getting into it and getting your head fucking smacked. I mean, there's nothing, like, Shane brought it up one day, oh, would you do a charity boxing match? And I was like, don't know. But, like, who am I going to fight? Dave Elliott or something? And there's an equal chance that either I hit him and knock him out really badly, or he hits me and knocks me out really badly. And that can happen. And then you're like, oh, I just have a terrible, terrible concussion for nothing, really. Strange. Strange as fuck. In other news, Little Mix have been getting it tight, and as they fucking would, Jesus Christ, they appeared on something. This cracks me up. It's the ongoing argument that has been going on for fucking years. You know, it's like they appeared on something singing, and everyone came out of the Twitter closet like, these girls are a disgrace. We're, you know, performing in essentially their fucking underwear and stuff. That's not a good fucking, you know, like, it's not a good, what's the word, role model for all these teens and stuff. And you're like, do you not see what's happening here, bro? You know, it's like, it's happened forever. I remember when that Christina Aguilera video came out and everyone was like, oh my god, you can see her pants. And you're like, I watched a rap video the other day and the girl was like twerking beside it. If you look it up, Schoolboy Q, Overtime or something. I seen a clip on Facebook and they were like, oh, Schoolboy Q's new video is pure fire. This girl is twerking beside his head and you can see the wrinkles of her anus. You know what I mean? She's wearing like a thong. And it's almost like you've went, there's your discoloured brown anus. Hairless, I'll give you that. And then I'll put this, you know, pencil just down the middle over your flaps and over a bit of your asshole. But I can still see, you know what I'm saying? Like the puckering of your asshole. No one's going like, that Schoolboy Q video is disgraceful. It's just because these wee girls are being, you know, the people that are into watching these fucking assholes are, you know, teen girls, you know, and, you know, creepy old men like me. But you're like, what's the problem? Yeah, they're in like these sort of fucking gymnastic type leotardy things, you know, dancing around a bit sexy, but so, you know, it's like, I don't see the problem. Like, if you're wearing fucking skin tight clothes but it covered your body, you know, you can definitely still see your moose knuckle and ass and be like, I've got a fair notion of what's going on under there, and my god, would I like to just have a buffet of puss off the four of them. That's what you're thinking. So whether they're in fucking like thing looks like a swimsuit, who gives a shit? Also, guess who wears swimsuits? People in fucking swim, you know, that was my argument, was like, you watch the Olympics, everyone's in their pants. Everyone is running around and fucking, and they don't have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, if I was running, you know, the 400 metres, do I need to be wearing a pair of pants? No, you could be wearing a pair of like fucking tight, you know, like those like yoga pant type things, leggings, the spats that you wear doing like jiu-jitsu and stuff. You could be wearing those and get round as equally as fast probably, but they're like, oh, I don't want to be obstructed by anything, I'm just going to wear these fucking pants. But no one seems to give a shit about that. You know, oh, I'm doing a pole vault and essentially a thong. No one's giving off about that. No one's like, I hope she gets the fucking Zika virus. Then these wee girls go on X Factor. You know, all of a sudden all your husband and your sons go a bit quiet in the room and all, and then you're like, oh my god, what's going on? These dirty whores. These dirty sluts. That's the way it goes, guys. Do you not see what's going on here? It's basically like, you know, let's try and sell the young girls. They're the only ones buying music still. They're not even buying music, but, you know, they're going to go to the fucking gigs and listen to it on Spotify and all that stupid shit. Watch the videos. That's weird. But anyway, well, we all know the crack anyway. I've gone a bit quiet here because I am just googling members of Little Mix now. Jesus Christ, mate. Anyway, moving on. Let's get through this, guys. Speaking of X Factor, do you see that fucking asshole was like, oh, my ma died yesterday? And it went, well, I'll say that. That's very sad for anybody, right? That's very sad. Definitely don't go on TV the day after and sing live. Sound like shit. But, do you know, it's like, I don't really get those things. See what I'm saying? Where it's like, oh, blah, blah, I just thought I should go ahead and do it anyway. And you're like, why? You know? Unless all your family was together and were like, do you know what? I really think your mum would have liked you to go do that. Go do that and we'll take care of everything. It'd be more that bit, wouldn't it? You know, like, yeah, your mum died. You don't have to. You just go do your wee sing songs and we'll sort out all the paperwork of involved with someone dying. I just think there's no need. And then he has to stand there and fucking Simon Cowell's giving it the old, oh, your mum's looking down on you and she'd be very proud and all this shit. You're like, you would do anything for fucking ratings, you hoes. Gross behaviour. Let me hit some questions up, guys. Yeah! I'm trying to get a bit of pace to these questions. Because this podcast has been just flat out weird. Am I right, guys? Let's go. I should have had this preloaded, probably, but you know. When have I ever come prepared? Check out the By the Blender Henderson page, by the way. We're getting the daily blenders up as often as possible. I don't necessarily think that they have to be up every day. I know daily would suggest that they would be up every day. 72,000 hits. Holy fuck, that's not bad for a night. Alright, let's get these questions. There are fucking tons of them. Let me just say twitter.com. Boring. Alright, let's get on it, guys. Let's get on it. Sorry, that was fucking dead air like a motherfucker. Sean Carroll, do you realise this Shane Todd, Dave Elliott, do you realise this podcast is already funnier, a lot funnier than Colin Geddes? Do you still talk to him? My name's Sean and I'm a fucking internet troll. I'm really cool when I'm not getting puss. When you made the worst accent video, did you ever think it would get close to 1 million views from Darren McBride? No. And let's not talk about it like it's a fucking classic. 1 million views, whatever. What's the crack with your man Jeremy? I don't know who you're talking about, Jared, to be honest with you. Any good university stories, mate? Have you used any for material? I mean, if you go to some sort of decent university, you probably have good stories, but I went to McGee, like, so it was kind of just a mundane, you know, very repetitive, let's get drunk, you know, let's do very little else. That was it. It was so shit. It was fucking, I mean, what wild shit happened? I can't even fucking remember, to be honest with you. I'll think about it in my head, saving it. It's, honestly, oh, I've got a great one. We came back drunk one night, and I should write that down, because I used to do that material, actually. hold on. I'll write that down. We came home. Basically, this is the first year, I think, when I went up last minute. So, basically, I didn't know I was going to go to McGee. Was trying to get into Belfast, didn't get in. And they were like, there's spaces in McGee. And I was like, right, last minute, let's fucking make it happen. Let's go to Derry. Let's get into the fucking halls of residence, because that was like the first thing I could get, you know what I mean? It was like, or the last thing I could get. It was like too late to look for a house. I was literally like trying to look for something on a Thursday and started university on like a Monday or something stupid. So I was like, fuck, let's do it. Quickly got the halls organised, didn't know anybody. So, yeah, anyway, you couldn't get into the halls of residence that easy, you know what I mean? You had to have a little card that you flashed up and you got in, blah de blah. All that shit. So, we were trying to sneak someone out of our class back, right? And if the security guards were there, you couldn't get in. You know, you had to flash these fucking things. So a lot of the classmates are like, right, I'm going to sneak around the side because they're not going to let me in, right? So this girl in my class, Laura, decided she was going to climb this fence, one of those pointy fucking security fences with like each metal bit has like three prongs at the top, like a fork, like a trident. And she climbed over it, got over it sort of successfully, was coming down the other side, went to put her foot on the little rung on the other side, slipped, and and just a sneeze for effect there, she slipped, but she still had a grip on the top of the thing. slipped, couldn't hold her weight, and her finger was sort of wedged between two of these spikes, and as she fell, she basically took the end of her finger off. And came bursting into our flat like, "Oh my God, call the ambulance!" And she's running into my bathroom and throwing blood everywhere. You know, my bedroom was the first one through the door, and everyone was kind of in there, like, smoking and shit, and they burst in. He's like, "Oh, fuck." And she's throwing blood all over the fucking shower curtain and the sink and the toilet and all over, like, razors and stuff, you know what I mean? Stuff where I'm like, I'm going to have to throw that out. That's the toothbrush, fucked. Place is covered in blood. I went outside and rang an ambulance, and this is complete madness going on inside, and she's saying to people like, "Please, please, will you go out and find my finger? I need my finger." And everyone else was like, "Listen, if it's somewhere on a rugby pitch in the dead of night, ain't nobody finding it. I'll tell you that for free." So I went outside to ring a fucking ambulance, and rang it, and it went through to what sounded like a 15-year-old girl. It's like, "Hello?" And I was like, "Is this the fucking ambulance or what?" And she's like, "Aye." I was like, "Right, we need an ambulance. This girl has slipped and pulled her finger off, basically. Can we get something around here?" And I was drunk when I rang it, but I'm pretty sure one of the questions she asked me was, "Is the blood running out or is it pissing out?" And now I'm convinced that's what I heard. And I was like, "Oh, it's just running out." And she's like, "All right, then we'll be about 20 minutes. Like, I'd ordered a fucking takeaway, you know what I mean? "That'll be ready for you in about 20 minutes, all right? What's the name? Gareth?" So anyway, this thing came, and she was very distraught, as you would imagine. Like, "I need, make sure you find my thing." And sure enough, the whatever, I don't even think her finger, like, popped off. I think she just mauled the top of her finger, and it couldn't be repaired. So she ended up with, like, a wee half a finger. And that was it, really. It was a pretty eventful night. But it's amazing how, when you're drunk, how little a shit you give, or how little, how non-serious you think things are. You know, she's sitting there with a missing finger, and I was like, "All right, no, but here, we're still getting, like, someone's ordering pizza, are we?" My bedroom's covered in blood, like there was a fucking murder in it. Welcome to Dexter's bedroom. It was a fucking nightmare. But funny, all the same. As a passionate, or is it just the wrong night? That's not what she said. Is it squirting out, or is it just pissing out, or something like that? Laugh my balls off. Would you put Nutella in a rich tea? Nutella on a rich tea? You need something on a rich tea, because it's so disgusting. It couldn't be more of a Presbyterian biscuit. What is the word wab underused? And that's from Alex Davidson. Yeah. I think it's a great word. It's fucking wab over here. Yeah, it's good. I mean, there's been like confusion over, like, you know, someone going like, "Oh, look at the wabs on her, like she's got big tits," which I don't think really works. I've heard people describe their ball bag as their wab. I don't think that works either. I think if you're talking wab, you can just talk about your dick. Suck my wab, you know what I'm saying? Wabs. What's the smallest number that's the sum of two? All right, we're not answering that, James. For fuck's sake, mate, with your stupid questions. What do you think of Ross Smith / Facebook, Snapchat? Amazing how the stupidest videos go viral. And that's from Chris Reezy. I had to look that up. Ross Smith is the dude that goes around with his granny and does, like, Snapchats of her. And here is my problem, right? And this is rich coming from me, because you could equally say about me, like, "Oh, you haven't done anything fucking original in fucking ages." But, like, what'll happen is one of these people will sort of stumble across a thing and they just do it to death. Now, not that I make that much of a variety of videos, but, like, I'll do those daily blenders for a while. You know, I was doing, did a Best of McDay, I'll have another character-y type thing, I'll do some Snapchat. You know, I try and mix up the variety of videos. The things that catch on are the repetitive, like, keying to me, like, "Oh my God!" You know, people like that, and he beats the fucking life out of it for years. Same with a load of them, you know, like that guy Steve-O Timothy or whatever, the farmer Michael. It's funny as fuck, you know, but it is the same format, and I'm doing videos that are the same format sometimes. But I like to think that at some stage I could just ditch any of them and do other ones, where I feel like people like this Ross Smith guy who takes Snapchats of his granny. Let me tell you something. Get the money in the bank before she fucking stiffs it, because as soon as she's gone, it's like, oh, well, let me now try and come up with another fucking format or idea. You know, too many people, I think, have one thing, and that's it. You know, you're running into the fucking dirt, and then you try and do something new, and then it's too late. Whereas I think that one of the few things I've maybe done right, you know, because it's certainly not capitalized financially, is just keep it mixed up. You know, as soon as Barry the Blender was doing all right, I tried to do like Bestie McD, and then I tried to do other characters, and I have a handful of characters I can sort of draw on at any time, whenever the situation is appropriate. Whereas a lot of people might go, oh, I tried this, it got really big, and now that's kind of all I do. I'm the fucking Emily guy for fucking ever. But yeah, he may make that dough before she fucking stiffs it. That's the problem, you know. It's like the girl off X, or what was it, X Factor, or no, Britain's Got Talent with the fucking dog. Do you remember? Make that dough, girlfriend, before that dog fucking gets hit by a truck. But yeah, things do catch on Facebook. It's hard to predict, and viral is different to, like, I think mine just have a bit of an audience. Mine don't really go properly viral. Viral clips are like things you can make memes out of and shit now, you know. Let me see. Good to see McGregor's ambassador in Laverys. Did you find out why Connor is looking at you? Oh my god. That's from Keelan Leeper. Found out why Connor was looking at you? He wasn't. That's such bullshit, like. Dan Barnes, did you listen to the new Shane Todd Dave Elliott podcast? What did you think? I mean, people talk like, people always do this shit, like, oh, here, and they'll tag both people in it. They're like, seen Colin Geddes, he's way funnier than Mickey Bartlett, or like, why is such and such on a bill with Shane Todd? You know, you know what I mean? It's like everyone's bouncing everything off each other. We're all mates. We all do the same shit. We all fuck. You know what I mean? It's like, and I don't know why all this weirdness is popping up now, because it's like, it's just like, it's unnecessary. It's just weird, because it's like, no one was saying that when Kieran had a podcast. You know, Kieran has a podcast now, Colin, are you going to still speak to him? And you're like, yeah, I don't give a shit. You know, Shane and Dave start a new podcast. Shane already had a podcast. I don't know where it's all like, what do you think of it? It's good. I listened to a good bit of it. It's good. It's funny. I've done podcasts with Shane. I'll probably do another one. I'll probably do more with Mickey. It's like, it doesn't matter. There's no like competition. It's like, we're all friends. So it's like, there are going to be people who hear Mickey on my podcast and go, fuck, I wish Mickey had a podcast of his own. Saying that, he did buy a piece of equipment off me to do a podcast. I don't know if he's done one yet, but he should fucking do one, because there are people who would 100% want to listen to him over me. And there's people will enjoy Shane's podcast way more than they enjoy this one. And there'll be people who enjoy this one and think Shane's is shite. And there'll be people who, you know what I mean? It's like, you just have to, it is what it is. You either like it or you don't. But you don't have to bounce everything off everything. It's like I put out a video and they're like, oh, funniest one yet, best one in ages and all. And you're like, it's not a competition. You know, I've made all of them. So you can't be like, oh, you haven't made a good video since that, in my opinion. And you're like, well, so, I still made it. I made that, I've made all the ones since. Oh, this is your best one yet. Alright, well, just fuck all the other ones in the bin. There's going to be a flow of material forever. Do you know what I'm saying? So, just relax. Do you know what I'm saying? Unfucking real. What I would say about Shane and Dave's thing is, you got to talk right in the mics, bro. That's my only fucking advice. Sean Carroll, whatever, mate. Get us, old bean. Clearly you've had a fantastic police officer, like, what? Hold on a second, this is fucked up. I don't know what's happening here. Geddes O'Bean, clearly you'd make a fantastic police officer like Donnie Yo. Who the fuck is that? Whatever. This is some fucking third party people having their inside jokes with something. I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about. How have you found working on at your pulpit, Colin? Or are you still off coffee? Yes, Dan, I'm still off coffee. Thanks for asking. You don't need it. Do you know what I mean? Especially someone like me. You don't fucking need it. I'm scatterbrained enough without having it fried in the background with fucking with some coffee. Would you summarise 2016 in one sentence? And that's from Nathan Cameron. Surreal, I think. Just a pile of just crazy shit happening where you're like, really? Is this real life right now? It's been fucked up, hasn't it really? Just a load of fucking famous people dying along with their bodies of work. You know, some random attacks that just didn't make sense at all. Fucking, you name it, Trump is the fucking president of America. What in the Jesus is going on here? Peter Nish, what's the opposite of orange? I don't know. Catholic? Seymour Skinner. That's not his real name. He's undercover. Where's the most awkward place you've gotten a one-hole friction whistle? In brackets, erection. You name it. I get... You'd be better asking me, like, here, Colin, when was the last time you didn't have an erection when you shouldn't have? You get boners everywhere, don't you? Like, you know what I mean? You could be, anytime you're left by yourself, you know, just sitting thinking by yourself, you're like, it's immediately going to like, what would it be like if all of Little Mix were just like locked in a sauna and you're like, oh my God, I'll help you break out of there. You know, and you put an axe through the door, like, here's Geddes. But it's not your face coming through the crack, if you know what I'm saying. It's the old pork flute. Boners all the time. I mean, your whole high school experience is just sitting there with a fucking boner. Like, that's the whole thing. You know what I mean? You got it around the old band, you know, like the bottom band of the boxers there that go around your thigh. You know, you got it securely cinched down in there. You know, anytime you move your leg, you're like, oh, that kind of feels kind of good. I wonder, could I just tap my foot till it just blew some fucking streamers here? Helen Larvin, favourite food at Christmas? If anyone can be arse wrapping small sausages with bacon, that's my shit. Ham is good. I'll talk a lot about food today. Just don't put cranberry sauce anywhere near me or I'll fucking smash your head into a turkey. Is it rude for a deaf person? This is from David Swan. Is it rude for a deaf person to talk with their mouth full? Yeah, it's pretty disgusting if anyone talks with their mouth full, to be honest. I know you touched on it last week, but seriously, the acting in The Fall from Jared Moran. Yeah, tell me about it. It's fucking terrible. I did watch the last one. Did I speak about that? Did I speak about the last episode of The Fall? Or maybe last week I was about to watch the last episode. I can't remember. Time is slipping through my hands. But anyway, that last episode of The Fall, it's not a spoiler alert now because, you know, it's been too long, but Jesus fucking Christ. I thought I'd already seen the last episode. Turns out not. You know, Dornan going fucking ballistic talking to that wee ginger cunt. He's like, oh, what did you do? Why are you in here? Oh, basically broke my sister's arm. Oh, that's cool. Then he talks to the prison guard guy and he's like, sure, he only broke his sister's arm. And he goes, I think he forgot to leave out some juicy details. What were they? He basically broke her arm, strangled her, raped her, and then threw her in a fucking passing like garbage truck, mate, where she was crushed to death. And I was like, okay. Disgusting. But yeah, and then he fucking hangs himself over the door and all, fuck me, mate, you bastard. Punches the shit out of either Mulder or Scully. It's unreal. It's a good show. We're trying to watch Peaky Blinders at the minute, which is just a whole load of fucking Birmingham. Yeah, the acting in The Fall is pretty dirt like. I'm the girl that talks like this. Look at my titties. I need a recipe for a Christmas ham. Help. James T. Kirk. It's fucking, this has become Colin's cooking show. Here's what you do, mate. Boil it like a motherfucker. Boil it for ages. I mean, the best ham I've ever tasted was Maureen's Ma's, right? And what she, that's a bad sentence. What she does is she puts it in a pot, and they have like a stove in their kitchen, like a wood burning stove, and she just sets it on top of that. So it's not boiling water, but it just gets pretty hot, and she just leaves it all night so that it's pretty much just falling apart. And a lot of the sort of moisture cooks right out of it, which I prefer, to be honest. And then it's all like shreddy. It's basically like pulled pork, but it's ham, and she covers it in fucking brown sugar and fucking honey and shit, and lets it go all crispy in the oven. And it's fucking outrageous. Alternatively, there's two types of ham. There's like the shreddy ham, like that, and then there's, you just bake the ham in the oven, and then slice it up. But what I would do is, you can't cook it and then take it out and be like, this is ready, and start cutting it up while it's still warm. Your best option is to cook it, bake it, let it go all sugary on the outside, or cook it in Coke. My granny used to cook it in Coca-Cola, not like my granny sitting there like fucking Pablo Escobar.
You wanted to make us a turkey? Hey, Colin, you want to slice that ham? Donde está la pastina?
So, yeah, she used to boil it in Coke. Unreal. I was like, don't waste that Coke, you fucking maniac. Christ almighty. But it's good shit. More questions. Why do diarrhea tablet advertisements always use lovely actresses who look like they've never had diarrhea? I would have greater confidence in a product that depicts the likes of Mickey Bartlett waking up after 20 pints and a dodgy kebab in their adverts. Please discuss this bizarre phenomenon. From Ryan Doyle. You're 100% right. You know, it's always some doll who's like, it's the same with the fucking like Tampax ads and all. I'm totally confident, blah de blah. And then they always show some sort of activity that's, that would be a nightmare if you were either on your period or had diarrhea. You know, someone takes a fucking Imodium and the next minute they're, you know, on the back of a moped for 3 hours. Oh, this is great. But yeah, it's always like, oh, I had a little dodgy thing. I seem to have an upset tummy. Like a diarrhea ad should be funny. They should make it funny. And also, how frequently are you getting diarrhea that you would need to take regular medication? Most people get diarrhea and they go, I'm doing fucking nothing today, other than shite. So, let's really just concentrate on that today. Let me just adjust this little fucking stand here. Sorry guys, bit of movement going on. Do you have a specific rub you put on pulled pork? What the fuck is this? This has become Tuesday Kitchens with Colin Geddes here. Do you have a specific rub you use to prep pulled pork or ribs? Brown sugar, paprika, onion, salt. I'll be honest with you. See, if I'm making pulled pork, it's not even that tasty ever. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the reason you like pulled pork is because it's got sauce all over it. If you just get shredded pork shoulder, it's a textural thing. You're eating it because you go, this is like stringy yet meaty. I really like it. So all I do is slow cook it with, I may throw a fucking onion in there or something, but ordinarily I don't really give a shit. So I just throw it in, slow cook it, take it out about 5 hours later, and it all falls apart. And then what I'll do is, you know, you take whatever sauce you want. You can just buy barbecue sauce. You can, you know, whatever stock is left in the slow cooker, you can make gravy out of that shit.
Make stew out of that shit.
And what I'll do is I'll just let it go cold and then have a big tray of sort of shredded pork. And you can make barbecue sauce. I've made barbecue sauce before, but like I would just throw it in a pan and make it go crispy a bit and then put some sauce through it, make it go a bit sticky, and then just take it out and put it in a fucking sandwich. I don't really think that there's much taste to be rubbed into it before you fucking cook it, like, unless you're smoking it. But no one's fucking smoking it, you know what I'm saying? So there you go. Talked a lot about food. Hecklers, at what point do you want to rip their throats out? And that's from Johnny Nellens. I mean, you don't want anything violent to happen. You just wish you could hit a button and they fall through the fucking floor and never see them again. There's a lot of questions today, guys. Let's see if we can wrap this up in 5 minutes. If you make a feminist a sandwich, will it piss him off? I don't know, is that some sort of backwards riddle? I mean, if you're one of those, like, hardcore male feminists. I promise you, you're only doing it to get Fanny. That is the ultimate, like, friend zone way into Fanny. I'm gonna pretend that I really care about your issues so that you'll, you know, sympathise with me and I can hang around with you, and then all of a sudden you're like, I'm just gonna get in the shower and we think that you're so non-threatening that I can just be naked in front of you and you'll be sitting there with an old fucking boner. And then you'll be like, I'm sorry, but you're so attractive. And they're like, oh, I thought you were full gay. And he's like, no, I fancy girls, but I just had to go in through the back window instead of, you know, just kicking the front door in and being like, listen, give me some puss. That's so bad, isn't it? It's amazing. It's amazing, that sort of world, because, you know, it I don't know. It depends what you're into, because, you know, you can talk about stereotypes and things and the way people want to be. And from my experience, the vast majority of women, a generalization, because generally this is true, the vast majority of women don't want the fucking floppy haired, like, oh yeah, I don't do any sports because it's too aggressive and blah-de-blah, blah, and I care about women and all that shit. They don't really like that. You know, most females want men, males, to do male shit. The vast fucking majority of them are like, oh yeah, he's fucking powerful and funny and looks big and strong. They like all that stupid shit. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, there's certain things that can't be fucking denied. There are, it seems to be there are portions of people who are a bit different to that. But then all of a sudden it's like, well, because this guy is like this, we all now have to be super sensitive, fucking vegan male feminists. And you're like, no, we don't. He can exist like that if he, you know, if he fucking can be arsed. But that's not really what most people like. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like you might get, I don't know. There are just things that are generally speaking more feminine and things that are generally speaking more masculine. And that for the most part, both sides of the fucking fence there are attracted to those qualities. Do you know what I'm saying? You're like, everyone loves ladettes and all. No, they don't. You don't really want your girlfriend hanging out drinking fucking pints of beer and, you know, burping and fucking barfing and, you know, things like that. You're like, that's not really cute when you're a girl. You know what I mean? Oh, I like a you know, an athletic looking woman. You know, very few people like one that looks like fucking Dwayne Johnson. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like there are certain things that are just more attractive, but then there are other people who are just like, yeah, I don't really do that. I do it the reverse way in. I went off on some shit. I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't think you need to be like feminist. Like, is there a different word? I don't know. I don't think about it. I don't know. You're probably sitting at home going, Colin, you're just a fucking chauvinist piece of shit. I'm not. I just don't care about anything. How many Barry T's could you fit in McCann's head? How about a Sunday sermon with Kieran when you get the pulpit? I've got the pulpit, mate. Try and make up a sentence or a question that has never been said before. Have you forewarned the African? Jack McCann. Oh my God, mate. I say that shit all the time. Have you forewarned the African? I don't know. There's plenty. I don't even want to start that game. What's your Christmas day routine? Eat ham and chill, pretty much. It's usually drink way too early and regret it, big style. It's usually the way to go, where you're like, oh my God, it's 10 to 11 in the morning and I'm full on blocked right now. Colin, do you want to take care of this fucking, some of the dinner? And you're like, yeah, let me stand near all these flames and act like I'm not going to fucking be sick. More questions, guys. Let's get through these. Woo! Are you still with me? Fuck me. If you could have any three celebrities around for dinner, who would you pick? None. I wouldn't have any, because then you have the host, you know what I'm saying? I don't really want to have to fucking entertain anybody, so fuck that. Larry David or Larry Sanders? Larry David, does your dad sell Avon? No. You don't need your dad to sell Avon when your girlfriend is a professional makeup artist. Get all the makeup I want for free. Well, not for free, because I pay for some of it. But Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Don't care. When are you coming back to Ballymena? That's from Chrissy Parr. Saw you and Mickey the last night and it was brilliant. Thanks, Chrissy. I have no idea, because there's only one gig up there and Paddy McGackie books it, and he hasn't been in touch in a while. So there you go. Are you as passionate about anything as much as the chicken connoisseur is about the Pengus munch? Yeah, there was this thing during the week where like this wee black kid in like Tottenham or something was getting really famous on the internet because he had this show called the Pengus Munch, and he would just go around chicken shops eating different stuff and rating it. By the way, the thing that surprised me most was the price of that shit. He's like, yeah, I got a fucking strip burger, four wings and a chip and a drink, and it was like $1.99. And you're like, holy fuck. Unreal. Am I as passionate about anything? Not on camera. I mean, I do get fairly passionate about stupid shit. I could do one just on pork, you know? Just go around anywhere that sells pork and go off on about it. Laughed so much today at today's Daily Blend. Milk shot out of my nose and I wasn't even drinking milk. Well, that is fucking disgusting. Final question. Do you think getting my two-year-old in a guillotine choke is excessive when play fighting? My girlfriend has taken issue, but he's only been choked out twice, so I think it's fine. I mean, there's nothing wrong with just doing a wee bit of grappling with your child, you know what I'm saying? At least if they're going to get in a scuffle, teach them how to end up on top. You know, you don't want to be on the bottom getting your head kicked in. Just be like, have a watertight fucking top game, you wee gorilla bitch. I'm going to wrestle the shit out of my kids if I ever have them. You know, guillotine to death. Guillotines are rough. John Kavanagh's last seminar that I went to was on guillotines, and there was a lot of gagging going on in that room, let me tell you. Just... Final question. Worst Christmas present ever. I have 1 minute left in the timer. Chris Raff. Worst Christmas present? The worst Christmas present that you can get me is just something that you bought because it was Christmas. You know, I'd literally rather have a pair of socks that someone went, oh, these are funny socks, I thought you'd like them, than someone just be like, there's fucking whatever I just bought because I had money. You know, it's better to get some. It really is the thought that counts, because when you get to a certain age, no one gives a flying fuck about gifts, really. So just cool shit that you think you would like, and it doesn't have to even be expensive. That's it. 37 seconds left, guys. Let's cut this podcast off. I don't think I've ever talked more shit on a podcast in my entire fucking life. So there you go. Join us next week, where we will have more of said shit. Remember to get your tickets to the Nerve Centre, 28th of December. We're playing Lavery's on the 21st, Christmas Do, and 29th is Oma. It's going to be great crack, guys. And I'll fucking speak to you next time. Take her easy.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.